swimming hat. Telling history, have you heard the news? I've lost a man I love. I've got those walking blues, but I try walking. Yes, my blues away. You know I'm so glad. Cowboys don't last always. Oh, no. Papers is selling X-ray. Have you heard the news? It's the man I love. Ah, I've got the walking blues, but I can walk. Yes, my blues away. You know I'm so glad. Cowboy don't last always. Something that you don't understand. understand. Don't never fall in love with another woman's man. You're walking. Yeah, tell me the word. You know I'm so glad. Oh, well, don't last always. Show them. I'm gonna tell you women something, I don't tell you nothing else. Don't you think you got your man all by yourself? Yes, you blew the world. You know I'm so glad. Woman, the wind is shaking on my bones. Every time I shake a skinny gal, I blew the whole land. Yes, I blew the world. You know I'm so glad. Covered on as always. So long. Right here, he's little. He's small. The father on the. Ow! Oh, God, dog, and keep on walking. That's a blue word. You know I'm so glad. Cover don't last always. All right, come on, girl. I lost a man, I lost a lot, I got some walking news, that's all I want. tell you women something that you don't understand. Don't ever fall in love with another woman's man. If you walk in, yeah, it's all blues away. You know I'm so glad trouble held on us always. Your blues away. You know I'm so glad love don't last always. Oh, I'm walking, baby. Bye-bye, baby. Goodbye, baby. I hate to leave you, baby. I can't stand you, baby. I can't stand this stuff no longer. Go on, say, baby, bye, bye, baby, bye, bye, baby, bye, 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 Lord, 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 Lord. going to do something for you. I hope you'll like it. Ben, y'all can take a relaxation right now. I'm going to do all this by myself. I'm going to try to do the best I can. I hope you'll like it. If you don't like it, don't tell nobody. Tell me. Don't whisper to the next door neighbor and say, I don't like that. Tell me. I'll take a bow. If it's wrong, it's all right. If it's still right, it's wrong, it's still wrong. So if it's the other way the thing goes, it's going just that way. But I'm going to try to do this for you. You know, I know a lady. She had two boys. Bad boy and a good boy. But you know, you never know what your children are doing behind your back. Don't never say your child ain't done this and ain't done that, ain't done, because you don't know what your child done. Because, honey, a child's one of the biggest liars in the world. He'll do one thing, you look right at him, he'll say, Mommy, I didn't do that. Now, you all know I'm telling the truth. And little kids go out there and fight each other. You all want to kill them for fighting. And they'll fight and go right back in the next 5 minutes and get love. They make love. And this is as happy as they can be. But they ain't that like us. We'll go to hell. Bust hell wide open hating one another. We'll die hating somebody. Before something was done 55 or 60 years ago. And you know that's so bad. But I want to tell you about the good boy and the bad boy. The good boy, the mother worked so hard. She gave us some of the education. He got to be a teacher. So after he got to be a teacher, he became a student of something, a dean of something over the school. So he told his mother, he said, Mama, he said, you worked so hard for me and took care of me, and you brought me up to where I am today. And when I get me a job and get me some money, I'm going to take care of you just like you took care of me. His mother made his living washing and ironing 25 cents a day, or 25 cents a load, or 25 cents a day. So it was always 25 cents. But anyway, she educated those two children. But one of the boys turned out to be a junkie. Y'all know what I mean by a junkie? A dopey. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you know, you act like you don't know, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about now. Because some of you out there might be a junkie yourself. I don't know. So don't start me the line. I don't know. But anyway, the good boy told his mother, I'm going to take care of you. And when she know one thing, he got married. So he came to his mother and said, Mother, I'm married now. And I want you to come and live with me. Take care of my house, my home, and everything. You won't have anything to worry about, quite natural. A child's going to sweet talk his mother, especially a boy. He'll tell mama anything. He don't care what you tell her. She'll believe him. Some soft-hearted mothers will believe anything a child say. So anyway, he got to be a father of two children. He says, Mother, I got two children now, and I want you to take care of my children just like you took care of me. Me and my wife has got to work. We got to make ends meet. We got a home to pay for, we got a car to pay for, and yabby, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, they went to work. So the mother, she took care of the two grands as he asked her. So she began to get old and feeble. That's what I'm saying about young people. Don't like old people, but that's bad. Never turn your head or never turn your nose up at an old person, because, honey, God will punish you. Never ignore gray hair. Respect gray hair, baby, anywhere you see it. Black, white, purple, old rose, green, gray, anybody, you respect them. You understand what I'm saying? Don't walk by anybody. See an old lady walking, help her across the street. If you see an old gentleman on a walking cane, help him across the street. If you see him walking somewhere, give him a ride. Your car, if the car don't belong, you know why it belongs to God. Ain't nothing we got belong to us, it belongs to God. Now, you can believe that. He said he loaned to you for a certain amount of time. And when that time runs out, you run out. So don't ignore old people, because it had to be somebody. It hadn't been for old people, none of you wouldn't be here in this world today. It takes somebody older than the other one to get the other one. You see what I'm saying? Children, don't look over old people. Whatsoever you do, because God will punish you. So I'm saying that to say this. This young man, His little girls got up to some size. So the wife, she got disgusted. Well, honey, I want to talk to you today. I got something to tell you. He kind of felt what was going on. But he went on, didn't say anything. She said, I just got to talk to you. He says, you know, we got to get rid of your mother. She's getting too old to take care of the children. She's not using the correct English. She's using this and that and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want that to rub off on my children. And you just have to find her somewhere to go. He didn't say anything. When his little heart busted, broken, he went on for about another week or more, and she went back to him again. She says, honey, I don't think you understood what I was quoting you about. I was trying to tell you that you got to get rid of your mother because she is using the wrong English. She done got too old, and her eyesight's bad, and her walk's bad. And so I don't want her messing around with my children. So he decided to take his mother to a nursing home. So he went to her one day and said, Mother, I want to talk to you. She said, yes, I know what it's all about. She said, God done showed it to me a month ago and told me that your wife don't want me in this home. I can feel it because I am one of God's chosen children. He says, Mother says, I'm going to take you to the nursing home and you won't have to want for a thing. I'm going to get you a color TV, everything you want, telephone, everything. You won't have nothing to worry about. Now, I'll be there to see you every day. So she dropped her head and went to humming to herself. And she got her little bag, packed up her bag and whatnot. He said, well, Mother, I'm going to give you the last ride in my brand new Cadillac. And I'm going to let you ride in the first. But don't you worry. We'll be to see about you. So it's going on down the road, and she was humming. Just a humming. He said, Mother, why are you humming like that? She said, I was just wondering, talking to the Heavenly Father, asking, well, why would you turn your back on me when I worked my fingers off to the bone for you? All the skin was off my fingers. I had a skin infection. The doctors thought I was going to lose my fingers trying to bring you up. I brought you up where you could be on your own, but now you are throwing me away. You're forgetting about what I'd done for you when you was a little bit of baby, when I tucked you under the cover, when I seen that you was eating. I saw that you had the proper food. I see that you had the best of care. Now, you're throwing me away. Oh, it's not that. Oh, it's not, Mother. You know, my wife said, blah, 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 blah. You know how women are. You know how some women is. And yabby, 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 yabby. So, starting on down the road, and he's got his car. So, she looked back. She looked back. She said, wait. Stop this car right now. Stop it right now. I believe I see that no good son coming. That's my boy. He jumped out the car. He said, Mother, what's the matter? Where are you going? What's wrong? She says, your brother then threw me out. He came into the nursing home and said, that's where I'll have to live the rest of my life. After all I've done for both of you, went hungry, barefooted in the rain to take care of you. Now, he don't want me, and I'm quite sure you can't do nothing for me because you ain't nothing but a junkie yourself. He said, Mama, I ain't got nothing. I got an old raggedy shack. Thank you, Jesus. I got a can of pork and beans. I got this old raggedy car, but if you don't mind, Mama, you can come go with me. You eat these beans out this can with me. Mama, I'll share because you are my mama. Remember, you were my mother. He said to his brother, why would you take Mother to the rest home when you got a good place for her? Well, Sally, Janie, don't want her there, blah, 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 blah. He said, remember, Mama worked for us. Mother raised us. She gave us an education. Now, I know I haven't done right, but you're supposed to be upright, and you're the first one to turn your back on our mother. Remember, this is our mother, but I'm going to take her home with me, and we'll eat beans out the can. But she'll never go no rest home. And this is what she said to him. I'm your mother, don't drive me away. I'm your mother, don't drive me away. If you drive me away, you're gonna need my help someday, my Lord. I'm your mother, don't you drive me away. God gave you a mother, don't drive her away. Is that right? God gave you a mother, don't drive her away. Hey, if you drive her away, you're gonna need her help someday, my Lord. God gave your mother, don't you drive her away. I'm a stranger, don't you drive me away. Lord, I'm a stranger, don't you drive me away. Hey, if you drive me away, you're gonna need my help someday, my Lord. I'm your mother. Don't drive me away. Don't drive your mother away, children. Take care of her. God bless you. All right, Ben. All right, Ben.
Isn't it marvelous how we operate? Good evening, everybody. Mm-hmm. Some of you here for the first time tonight, are you? Or are you all just sitters? You've been here all day, like me. Well, that's wonderful. We have a wonderful finale program for you tonight. I can't think of a better way to begin our evening program than with our, I'm going to talk about them while these nice fellas get the stage cleared, gospel quartets from Jacksonville, very traditional singers who've been singing and sharing their music, praising the Lord for many, many years and keeping alive the gospel spiritual tradition. The singing wonders, yes, yes, and the Dixie Jubilee, and the leader, their wonderful leader, is the Reverend Robert Brown.